Our next story is about contrast. Loud guitars and gnarly diapers, downtown punk rock, and a suburban home. James Alex lives in all of those worlds these days. He's the lead singer and songwriter for the band Beach Slang. Now this street don't feel like home. Now, Beach Slang is not a household name, but many say it soon might be, because fans and music critics think that the band is at a pivotal moment, that moment right before possibly hitting it big. Here and Now's Miles Parks profiles how Beach Slang is balancing that possibility with real life.
In a sweaty, crowded basement in Philadelphia, James Alex chugs a beer with no hands while playing guitar. Turn the air. Tonight, in front of his hometown crowd, he's howling. He's jumping, and then he's got that green beer bottle lodged between his teeth. James lives about an hour from here, in a tidy suburban home. He answers the door with his wife, Rachel, and their 11-month-old son, Ollie. Ollie had just finished a little tantrum.
Miles, James.
Great to meet you, James.
Hi.
Good morning, brother.
Oh, what a mood swing.
Hi.
I'm Miles, by the way.
Rachel.
Great to meet you, Rachel.
This is Oliver.
Hi, Oliver.
Inside, Ollie gravitates to his dad's guitar. James Alex has more than a little resemblance to Johnny Depp as Edward Scissorhands, and a similar gentleness. Today, though, he wears a hoodie that says Born a Bad Seed in block letters on the back.
I exist in two modes, and it's tour mode and dad mode. it's wonderful. It keeps me grounded. It reminds me that while balancing a pint of beer on my forehead while I'm playing guitar and leaning back is funny and is a great time, and we're going to all laugh about it when we're in rocking chairs, there's also the world's bigger.
Fatherhood has a special meaning for James. His dad left him and his mom when he was a little kid. So James' grandfather was the male figure who went to his Little League games, did all the traditional dad stuff.
I really believe I was born with his heart. I mean, he was the softest man I ever knew.
When his grandfather died, James was a pallbearer at the funeral. His father was there too.
So we're standing there, and I was, you know, crying. I'm doing the thing you do when somebody you love passes away. And I just fell into my birth father because I just needed to feel hugged. And I said, I love you to him, which I think was, I suppose, the first time maybe since I was in elementary, you know, a kid, a little boy. And he didn't say it back, you know. And I just was like, man, I fake it. Just lie to me right now. Just give me something that I need, you know. And that has stuck with me like a really sharp thorn.
That specific moment inspired a lyric on one of the best-known Beach Slang songs. Tell me I'm enough. I'm dying to know what it's like. Alex's words hit something deep in people. More than a few in the crowd I saw had lyrics tattooed on them. And there are shadows of his childhood in almost every song.
Too young to die, too late to die young. I try to fight, but get high and give up. I ain't ever felt love.
James says he was a quiet kid, and he says those same types of people find a home in his punk rock songs. That's just another contradiction in his life.
Really sweet and soft people just aren't loud. You don't quite get heard as much maybe in the noise of the world, and you come to a Beach Slang show, and let's just say there's a couple hundred of us in a room, and it's like all of a sudden these quiet kids sort of take over the school.
Backstage, in his road bag, next to the tattered suit jacket and Argyle sweater that he wears every single night, he packs one of Ollie's little onesies.
My heart's his. You know, I just want to make the world a really soft, beautiful place for him and know that he's everything to me.
He says missing out on his own dad makes him always remember his little boy back in Philadelphia. For Here and Now and NPR Music, I'm Miles Parks.
We've got a great video documentary about James Alex and beach slang. It's at hereandnow.org.